you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
My name is Godfrey.
Style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. It's properly used, it's almost invincible.
We back. Yeah. What up, everybody? It's night owl time. Night owls. I wonder if the night owls are in there. That night owl should be in there. A lot of them join. A lot of them be joining when I be doing my lives and shit. Yeah, that's where I be getting them. They be like, yo, I'm joining. So I've been doing lives on my YouTube, on the Godfrey Podcast YouTube, which is dope. And I still haven't recovered my IG yet. Still suspended. God damn it.
Godfrey, at this point, I'm starting to, it's like almost like a missing child where it's like, yeah, you got to start thinking the worst.
Yeah, fuck, man. Ah, I'm trying to get somebody to help me to
your
get it.
Instagram is gone?
Mm-hmm. I called somebody like a fathead or some shit. They were like, nope. Yeah, I called somebody a dummy the other day. Just dummy. And they were like, warning. I was like, shit, on a Godfrey podcast one. I was like, you can't say dummy. You can't say, I didn't say no curse word, no nothing.
You can say Asperger's.
You can say Asperger's, the N word.
You can say ADHD. You got to be real technical.
Really?
Yeah, I don't fucking.
Wow. You got to say, oh, you got to be like, do you have mesothelioma?
Never answer anyone on Instagram anymore. Fuck them. Right. Instagram doesn't exist to you unless it's like on a live or something.
Right.
And then just go to X. Make an account on X, and anyone who wants to smoke, go to X to get it.
Go to X.
You can say whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want.
Tell someone to F off. You could.
You fucking feeling.
Yo. And it'll feel good doing it.
So we are back in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. We did Black History. It's still Black History Month, by the way. You know that, right? Yeah. February. I mean, February, what is it, the 13th
Every
or the 14th?
Every day is Black History.
Every day is Black History. God dang it. You better understand that. Every day is Black History. You know that we were the first horse racers, black jockeys. You know we were the first jockeys. Did you know that?
Yeah.
We were the first horse race winners. Kentucky Derby. We're all black jockeys. How about that one? You want to look that up? How about that to start this bitch off? For you black, this is history.
Which is why they got
everyone.
Black that about, lawn though? Jockeys on, they have lawn
right.
jockeys.
Right, what'd you say?
What's that about though? Like why was it exclusively
Well, it was
people?
More because it was fucked up work to go ride those horses was considered like a rough thing to do.
And they could die doing it.
And
becomes
then it
becomes like an elegant thing to do. We'll do it.
Once they started doing well.
Get off my horse.
Right, get off my horse. Once they start seeing that it was good. Cowboys, same thing. Cowboys, where they first looked black. Over the cows, they were black. They were the cowboys. You look, watch the herd, mm-hmm. and if you got hurt, you got hurt. But then black dudes got good at that shit, and then white dudes like, oh no, that looks too cool. Yeah. Let us do it.
The Saudis kidnap kids.
Saudis?
Saudis to do camel racing.
Oh yeah,
like little kids.
Little
so
kids.
Indian kids.
Hey, can you show the black jockeys for me? The black jockeys were the first. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Jimmy Winkfield.
Jimmy Winkfield. There's another
back-to-back runnings of the Kentucky. There is. I just don't want to get copyrighted.
Listen. Oh, you can't show that.
I can't. I'm just
a video.
And also, it's just like them talking.
It's just photos.
Consecutively
1901. Yeah, these 1902.
Wow, this is the beginning of the 1900s. Just show pictures. Google. Don't show the video. Yeah, show the Google. Do the Google thing. Just show photos.
Google that lady's hat again.
Just Google that.
Whalen and Madam.
The fuck is that? Is that a derby hat? Maybe it's the pre, you know. But yeah, it's important to show those videos, that those pictures, I mean, not the video, my fault, not the video, but the photos of these black jockeys. And that's my little black history real quick, you know what I mean? I got to throw that. I keep it. Don't forget to do that.
I appreciate that because, you know, they're trying to erase black history.
Ooh, they trying their best.
Oh, my God.
Ain't going to work.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. They're sick. They're sick fucks, man. Everything is always about what can we do to stop us. God damn, they don't go to bed until they fuck us one kind of time. There's the black jockeys, huh? Yep, they're all black. They were all first. They were the first racers, the first winners of the Kentucky Derby were all African-American jockeys, plain and fucking simple. And I want y'all to know that because it's Black History Month. So, yeah, and speaking of people trying to railroad black folks, Vishnu's here. Vishnu's here to help us with this. You know, we were just looking at
we're just watching this. Some of the most prominent, largest platform Indian people have sided with the white man.
Man, and it's been real. I think we should show. Did you send him that?
I sent it all to Mike.
You sent Souza? The Souza one?
Yeah, I got that one, yeah.
The Souza. Yeah.
Did you send it? Did Mike see it?
I have them all here. They're all like to get. Just let me know. Like,
there's
title.
A guy with the glasses and the suit because they always think if they suit up, they can be white.
Now, keep in mind, D'Souza was arrested for campaign fraud and some other things.
Okay,
and he got pardoned by Trump. He got pardoned when Trump gave all the pardons to Manafort and to all those Yiannopoulos and all of those dudes and the guy who are Flynn, all of those guys that went to jail, they got, when Trump gave them all pardons.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, when you get a pardon, you have to admit that you did the crime.
Okay.
So you get pardoned, but part of the pardon is that you have to say, I did the crime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he did
it. So it's not like you're pardoning, it's white. You don't do the time,
but you have to
say I did it.
Yeah, you have to ask for forgiveness. You're not going to get it.
That's like Judge Arpaio, who got the you know, where he was putting black folks in tents and mistreating black prisoners. He got pardoned by Trump, but he had to agree that he had mistreated these black people. And
Jesus, yo. So
I got the video right here. You want to watch?
This is the Souza guy.
This is 20 some minutes. I went to where it says the most replayed moment.
So yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Whatever. Here we go. Watch this shit. He's Indian.
Their experience is that a black youth is more likely to commit violent crime than a white youth. But that analysis, what does that do for the black youth who is law abiding and isn't part of that underclass who gets passed by the cab driver?
That's a very good question. And see, I think our debate on this kind of subject is terribly polarized and irrational now, because what happens in effect is that black activists say the cab driver is a bigot. Even if it happens to be a Lebanese cab driver or a West Indian or a Nigerian or a black cab driver acting no differently than a white cab driver, they say, well, he's just internalized white racism. So the cab driver is presumed to be a bigot, and the cab driver presumes that the black activist is crazy because he cannot understand that all the cab driver is trying to do is get home to his wife and family. The concept of rational discrimination allows us to say that we have a distinction to be made between rationality and morality. The cab driver is acting rationally. He is trying to protect his property and security. And the law-abiding young black who's passed up by a cab is appealing to morality. What he's saying is, I have a right to be treated as an individual based on the content of my character. To which the cab driver responds, I would love to do that, but frankly, I'm not in a position to get to know my customers personally. If I could ask you about your family, about your crime rate, about whether you have a criminal record and so on, it would be one thing. So we have a tragedy. And I think what we have to do is ask whether the law-abiding African-American's right not to be inconvenienced, right to get a cab is more important, or the cab driver's right to protect his life and his cab. And I think that in this case, it is the cab driver's right that is more important.
So you go a step further. You say that rather than focusing on the cab driver as a bigot, what this law-abiding black youth who can't get the cab ride, or in fact gets stopped unduly by the police because they have that same kind of socialization, that same experience of dealing with black violence, black crime, what he should be doing is blaming his black brethren, who is a criminal, and that is...
Or if not blaming, at least recognizing that that is the source of the problem. Look, immigrant groups have always said, for example, Italian communities living in New York would always be exceptionally angry if the grandson Vito was caught stealing or was caught involved in some crime, because they would say, look, you are giving the Italian community a bad name. In other words, you are making us all look like we are part of the mafia or part of organized crime, and we will be especially severe on you. There is absolutely no such accountability, at least on no systematic level, in the black community. The reason
that the cab... So,
this
so you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Holy shit, this motherfucker had his tie and suit with the little round glasses, because that's the expert look, and is an expert on black people. Mm-hmm. I would have probably drop kicked him in the back of his fucking head saying that dumbass shit. Wait, what were you saying?
I didn't see this one. The one you sent me, he was actually talking about, he's talking about slavery and racism.
No.
And I was like,
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the same guy. But we went to a part. Can you back it up from the?
Is there another part? Is that was it that video or no?
You've seen that video, right?
Yeah,
you saw it, Dante.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see this?
10 years old.
Yeah, it's 10 years. But back it up. Back it like just back it up. It's all bullshit. But back it up. You'll catch something.
You said another one with him. I could look through the other
video. No, the same video. Back it up. Just back it up and watch. Just watch this.
I'm about to
read it.
Ready?
Okay, wait.
The illegitimacy rate for blacks was 25%. He said it was a national tragedy, and people said, you're a racist. Stop talking about it. And he did. He hasn't said a word about it since. The illegitimacy rate for blacks in the United States today is close to 70%. So when these problems are ignored, they metastasize, they become far worse. On the other hand, if they are recognized and acknowledged, I'm confident that they can be addressed.
What caused that pathology or that culture that you document and itemize what you see as the source problem?
Well, first of all, it's not solely caused by poverty. One of the contributions of the book is it disputes the so-called culture of poverty analysis that goes back to the 60s. I point out, for example, that Asians and whites who come from poor families making less than $20,000 a year score higher on tests of academic achievement than blacks who come from families earning over $60,000 a year. I point out that poor blacks have a much higher illegitimacy rate than poor whites, for example. And so on. I think one of the reasons for this is that blacks have had a unique experience in the United States, differing from that of immigrants. And it's not surprising that as a result of that experience, blacks have developed a culture, a set of attitudes, values, behaviors, that are formed out of the crucible of that experience. For example, I point out that while Americans have traditionally been hostile to the federal government, viewing it as the enemy of rights, for blacks, the federal government has been a deliverer of rights, a provider of rights. It was the federal government that ended both slavery and segregation and played a crucial role in employing a lot of blacks in this century. It was the main force behind affirmative action,
so
for example. Many blacks owe their middle-class status to the government.
Okay.
First of all, the establishment of United States didn't... The point of freeing slaves had nothing to do with the ethical aspect of freeing slaves. Slaves were freed because it was a way of the Civil War was Lincoln said himself, if it means freeing slaves to
save the Union, right,
then we will free slaves.
Right.
And if it means to keeping slaves to save the Union, we will do that.
Right.
What I believe is that there is a hierarchy of control, and that hierarchy of control should be maintained by white people. That's what Lincoln said. So when they call Lincoln the emancipator, it's bullshit. The other thing is Lincoln only freed 50,000 slaves. There was a myriad of other blacks who were never freed by the emancipation.
Yeah.
Second of all, black people were considered lazy.
Shiftless
and lazy, but yep. they weren't lazy when they were slaves.
Right.
And then when you freed the slaves and they were looking for jobs, they were considered lazy. They were considered docile and easily to control,
yeah.
and dumb animals that you could control when they had them as slaves. And then when they had to actually pay people, then all of a sudden they were shiftless, lazy. Their huge penises that wanted to fuck white women and have sex, and all they wanted to do is shoot dice, mm-hmm. drink, and do nonsense. Now, I'm never enthusiastic about working for free. I've never have, never
right.
will be.
Right.
I'm not interested in that in no shape or form. But what we're literally talking about a history of programming about this nonsense, what this clown is saying. Everything he's saying has been programmed into the culture of America across the board. And that changes from moment to moment. Just like when they say women, black women had larger genitals, tits, and butts because they were over-sexualized, which took away the onus of white men ruining black women,
right?
Because they wanted it. They were so salacious and so sexual that it was. And so it doesn't give. It doesn't place the blame on the white men that were raping
women every fucking night.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8, you ask? Well, it's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works, and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Yeah. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Yo, well, Vishnu.
Before...
These are your people.
Let me. Yeah, before you even get into that whole thing you said about difference, like you know, the perspective of black people, that dude has no fucking place to talk about that topic.
Right.
His fucking he is sitting there.
Thank you.
He wrote a book on this shit.
He's sitting there and reciting the talking points that were projected to the world. Like, remember how we were fighting about stuff?
Yeah.
I was fighting with you because you're reciting the talking points that was fed to you about Indian people. It's the same shit.
No, hell no.
Because this is what happens, bro. This is what happens. We are culturally programmed to, like, the whole thing he said, they had an Indian guy sitting there say that, because if an Indian guy says that, other Indian people are going to listen to him. That is why you have the white guy sitting there egging him on.
Well, the other thing is he wrote a book, he is also of color, which legitimizes him.
I hate that. I hate when people say that all brown are not created equal. Every brown ain't the same. As an African American woman, my experience as a brown woman is not the same as Nikki try to make her experience as a brown woman. Like, we are not the same. We are not created equal. Your ancestors and my ancestors are two different sets of people. So don't speak on my people as if we the same fucking people. Exactly. We are not the same.
What I was trying to say to you, and when we go back and when we were going back and forth, what I'm saying is that Indians in general do not have the historical reference of African Americans in this country. They have no idea. So a lot of times when you would talk about stuff that that was going on in your country, what I had said to you several times was like, you're talking about this as if we don't understand. Black people have already gone through this. We're at year 500 of racism. And so it's highly more sophisticated and subtle, and it takes different forms. Yeah. Whereas, so but putting a brown dude like this that in this game, place. Bro.
Because look at this. Look at Nikki Haley. Look at Bobby Jindal. Look at him. What are the three common things among them? Like, what is one common thing among them? They're all Christian. Because I'm not saying all Christians think that way, but as an Indian, when you convert and when you buy into, they're also not just converting. They're buying into all the narratives that are fed to them by white people. That's why he's sitting there.
Yeah, but that's
and
not necessarily Christian.
It's
that's not Christian.
I'm not saying as a religion. I'm not saying anti-Christian. I'm just saying these are the
because they converted into Christianism. That's why they're talking the way they're talking.
Because they want to be certain people. They took up their religion as well. See, they want to be white.
They want to assimilate.
Okay.
They want to
be assimilated. Okay.
That's what
they
I'm
stay
saying.
Away from the Indian gods, and they want to go.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
He would never represent me. He can never. This is the same shit we have in India too. We have people in India that shit on Indians. They come
no,
and they.
Well, we know that. We like know there's the intra-racial fighting.
They come outside India and shit on India because.
But
they
is
want
this
to
where
be
is this where that
Indians.
Is coming from?
Yeah, because these are the people, bro. British people. Ruled us for 200 years.
Exactly. You guys seem to forget.
You think they had enough people to rule us all?
No.
There are
no.
People
they absolutely
didn't.
In fact, we
and these are the
we
people.
Argued
these
about.
Are the people. This is the exactly. These are the people that enabled them to rule us for 200 years.
Here's
so
here's
that is exactly why I was fighting with you because they can never represent me.
No. But you, my debate with you, Vishnu, wasn't that this was a representation of you.
Right.
Because I can ask you specifically what you think.
Yeah.
But what you cannot deny is that just immigrants in general come to this country with the intention on assimilating.
Yes.
And if you're going to assimilate, the reason for assimilating is so that you go along to get along.
Yes.
And so what are you going to assimilate with? Are you going to assimilate with African Americans? Or are you going to assimilate with with the power structure that exists? And let me finish. Yeah. And you're assimilating with patriotism. And patriotism runs in line with white supremacy and racism.
Yeah.
And so Indians who don't, they have no idea the history of this country.
No.
They just know these are the people who are in charge.
Yep.
We're going to assimilate with those people.
Yep.
And we're not really concerned about what the history is or because they're worried about their own self-interest, which I get. I get that.
Right.
But overall, there's not a situation, there's no reason for Indians in this country to dig deep into African American
they need
history,
to stay the
American
fuck
history.
Out of that.
Stay out of our fucking
keep
business.
Keep exactly, our. I'm gonna tell this to the Indian nation. I love y'all, India, Bangladesh, whatever, Sri Lanka, all you guys. But you need to
wherever
keep our name out your motherfucking mouth if you ain't got nothing good to say. Stay off of African American shit. Stop the bullshit. It's like
correct.
And these immigrants are told to stay away from black people because I had friends that would tell me in Chicago, Vietnamese, Cambodia was like, well, they tell us that black people no good, da da da. I'd be like, what? I'm like, we're your friends. We giving you clothing and all kind of shit. But these people, these officials, would tell these immigrants, watch the black people, watch the Negroes, watch
the culture. They would do the same thing.
Richard Pryor said it.
Some even African countries go stay away from the black.
The black. Yes, very true.
So it's the assimilation into America is the assimilation into patriotism, and patriotism as a whole is white supremacy.
And everybody hating black folk. It's like it's always something against African American or black progress. It's always something against black people, always. Especially when they talk about shit like, we need to change this country. Black people. We need to
make
black
America people. Great.
We need to make this. It's black people. We need to stop black people. It's always about black people. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's not about economics.
It's not
black
about people. Race.
It's black. It's always black. It's always black, but they want us for sports. They want us for entertainment. But then everybody needs black culture to fucking survive. They need they base all their money is made off of us.
Well,
their money is made off. Why do you think they're doing that shit with Taylor Swift? They want to shut Beyonce down. They want to say you're the shit, but nah, we gonna make you feel like you ain't the shit.
And the
that's why they're giving that fucking average ass chick all this fucking album of the year shit.
I'm not saying she's not just having some talent, but shit. This is what happens over and over again. Racism never pays off. I mean, I won't say it doesn't, but it also backfires on them because now Taylor Swift is anti-Trump, and so now the white supremacist power structure of the conservative Republicans are scared that they're attacking Taylor Swift,
right?
Because Taylor Swift is saying you're taking away a woman's right to choose. You're espousing racism against immigrants and so on. And now, and because her platform is so big, she literally can change the course of the election.
Which would be great. Fantastic. And I heard, and listen, I heard she treats her employees fantastic. I heard she does. I heard she gives her like drivers and all this $100,000 bonuses. She's fantastic. As far as her treatment, I'm saying just, really? You beating out Beyonce every fucking minute?
I mean,
it's their shit. It's their playground. I get it.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even when you talk about this assimilation into America, assimilation of America is assimilation into patriotism.
Well,
patriotism is the red hat dudes.
Ideally, I would hope that's not the case. Like, ideally,
no, I'm telling you, it is the case.
Like, you know, ideally, the way I would look at it is like, for me, I am assimilated in America, but my thing is, I understand black people's struggle. I understand. I don't buy into. I could be informed and assimilated. I don't have to take a side. I could be informed.
Oh, you gotta like, take a side. You
why?
Do have to take
like
aside.
You know. I mean, ideally, that's not where. I mean, I want to build my career. I want to build my life, being fair. I don't want to.
You have to take a side because the other side is unfair.
Do you think if you were still in IT and not a comedian, would you have taken a side?
I always did, bro.
Because you being an artist, you might be a little bit more. You know what I mean? Because you're around different people. I'm just saying, would you think it would have changed if you were never a comedian?
Most of my jobs are like, they would hire me as a liaison where I would be like taking the requirements from the people here. And then I would be working with the Indian team to get it done.
Yeah.
And then I would defend them to hardcore that I would get fired. Like so many jobs. I lost so many jobs. My wife literally says when we moved here, I ran out of jobs in Columbus. That's why I moved here, because I keep getting fired because I am not a S man. I'd be like, you need it. You know, I would fight for them. Mm-hmm. And they don't like
you would
it.
Fight for who? For Indian people?
For the team. Like, you know, the who's fair? I'm not going to take a side because I want to take a side. I take a side because it makes sense to take that side. They are in the right. And I could be assimilating.
Who is in
America.
The right? You mean in terms of, you're talking about you have a Indian team.
Yeah.
So, and they want to fire people or let people go.
No, it's like they would give you a task and then next day they would be like, why the fuck is it not done? And then there would be a valid reason, but they don't want to take the valid reason. They want to fire someone. I'd be like, no, I'm not firing him. I'm not yelling at him. I'm not. He did what he's supposed to do. Mm. And then they don't like that when I come back and say, they would just want to vent it out on someone. They want someone to pay for it. And I'd be like, no, what you asked for did not make sense. And that's exactly what he said. You pushed him to do it. He gave you the thing that fucked up because you asked him to do it.
Listen, I get that, but what you're talking about is so minuscule in terms of the grand scope of things.
Right.
But also, when you expand it, like, When we talk about it, like assimilation, I truly believe.
But listen, you are when he said minuscule, you're talking about your experience.
And but you're also,
but the billions of Indians have that fucking attitude.
But
that's not just a couple thousand, couple billion.
Million Indian people in America.
Listen, but there's a lot of Indians that have this culture of. Agreeing with that bullshit that dude was talking about.
Indians are 1% of America, bro. There's literally a million or 2 million people.
It's
you
not
can't
just the Indians,
India
the Chinese.
No, I didn't say all of them. I'm saying, but there's that. Okay.
Everybody does it.
Do all black people in America hate white folks? We're not saying we hate them, but we know what the fuck you do, and we're annoyed by the shit you do.
But that's just
like a general consensus of black folks. We go... We all in agreement, like,
and we're not blinded by your bullshit.
Are white folks amazing to us?
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
People that are like fair, like, you know, that are not like that, right? You are like cool with like you like you're
no,
cool.
Yeah, that's
Mike.
That's
like,
that's a given. That's a given. Yeah. I'm not talking about that.
Okay, here's the thing, Mike. Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Here's the thing, Mike.
Big
Mike. Mike.
You white goggles on.
You got the white goggles on.
Money.
All right. I want you to put your white goggles.
He has the Oculus.
I'm in.
Mike, the things that you've learned from producing this show, what percentage of that stuff did you know before?
Oh, today alone, what percent? I mean, like, just that black people were jockeys because no one wanted to deal with horses is a crazy statistic.
Yeah.
Godfrey knows so many random facts. That shit is crazy.
Yeah,
you should get
a
random Godfrey dictionary. Like, the
so
random
what,
shit
what
that I, you
my
know.
Point is, here's the thing. The medical profession in this country is solely built on black bodies.
Oh, yeah.
In its entirety, experimentation, vaccines, operations. The Marion Sims, who has the statue on Central Park.
They took it down.
Is considered the father of gynecological sciences, and he had a shack in his yard where he kept black women slaves, where he did unanesthetized experiments and operations on women's
on their
vaginas, hysterectomies, removal of ovaries, suturing their vaginas. You name it, they did it because the puritanical white women, they couldn't even examine white women. A lot of the doctors in this country had never even seen a vagina before because you had to reach under the woman's dress to examine her. And so when he had this little shack, he had women doggy style, doctors staring into the cooch. He invented scapulas to open it up so that they could see. So a lot of these doctors had never even seen vaginas before slaves. 80% of the doctor, the cadavers that and the experiments that at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Oxford were the bodies of slaves that they used to not even they didn't have a donation card on their license.
No.
They stole bodies and sold bodies to Oxford, Yale, Princeton, all these medical institutions, and they cut these bodies up. These bodies have never had any burial or any piece, bones, sliced their skin. They've done experiments. I'm reading a book now called The Plutonium Files, where the government in the 60s literally did experimentation on radiation of soldiers, of black soldiers and prisoners. They did that. So there would be no medical profession without black people, black bodies.
And if you go through
the list of horrible things that are done to black people in this
country, you'd be surprised that black people still go to church and don't fucking slice everybody's fucking throat
that,
in the
last
street.
Last time we talked about that, the shit
that they've done to African American, not saying everybody's been, shit that African Americans have gone through is unforgivable.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up that it's unforgivable, but we go, you know what? Let's just, because if we were to
You should
you
do.
Wouldn't be able to.
Let's say if they said we want you. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Let's say we want you to physically respond to what they've done to you. There wouldn't be not a person alive.
No, yeah.
It would be nothing but carnage in the street.
Yeah. It's so fucked up. They're trying to erase it.
Yeah, from it's so bad. They're trying to lie and say
it didn't happen.
By the way, Grey's Anatomy, which is an actual book.
Yeah,
it's not a TV show. It's an actual book. Mm-hmm. I was in a pre. Yes. It's an actual book. Grey's Anatomy is a book about the body. All the shit they show is all white bodies. The art is white bodies, but it was the experiments on black bodies.
Explain what it is. It's the cross section.
It's the cross section of muscles and bones and the brain. It's every part of your body, but it's everything under.
It was black bodies.
It was black bodies, but the artists used white bodies and would lie in the documents that they were looking at white bodies. It's so disgusting.
Every level of experimentation, every level of every disease,
black,
of every operation of not just we're not just talking about cadavers, but we're talking about experiments on black people on every level of medicine without and even up until this today. Yeah.
Tuskegee
is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Tuskegee, that is such a
that's a minute. That's not ocean. That ain't shit.
When you talk about the
because that was the 50s. We're talking about early 1800s. Yeah.
Marion Sims removed a slave's
teeth.
Removed his jaw. Cancer and removed his jaw. Had this dude just walking around with just upper teeth because of this was and he went in with the cancer. They held him down. He went in there. They helped him. As soon as he sat down, they jumped on him, strapped him in, and held him down. And they sawed his jaw off. They had the knowledge of ether and anesthesia.
And they didn't use it on him.
They didn't use it because the belief, the scientific belief, was that black people can endure more pain.
And that's why black women go through that hell now.
And we couldn't register pain. So when you say you come from, there's no way even as an immigrant you could even remotely understand the depth of this of the history.
And that's
because if you did, you would not even have an opinion.
That's why
you shouldn't have an opinion.
It's a fucking astounding how these immigrants open their motherfucking mouth. And me being born here, and when some Africans will talk shit about African, I go, nah, man, ain't happening. Because my crew is African Americans. I grew up with African Americans, but my friends are African Americans.
Yeah.
And they always had my back. Yeah. They would be the first one to knock a motherfucker out. And if Africans do that, I go, nah, dude, we ain't doing that shit. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that here because the reason why you here is because of them.
Yeah.
And African Americans, I think, need to be more protective. You need to start shutting people the fuck down more. Okay. Dame Dash says this shit over and over. We should be protective just like any other culture. Jewish culture is like that. Italians are like that. You need to be like checking people on the spot. Go, you got one more time to open your mouth.
Not only that, but the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law, was pushed through the civil rights movement. The only reason why any Indian people, any Cubans, though, any Dominicans, any Africans,
anybody,
any Asians have equal protection against the law is because of black people.
Wow. Yeah.
So when they come in and they want to assimilate and they assimilate under the context of, well, it's them, or they have a culture that is criminal, or these things have been said. They said that about black people as the minute that black people were freed. Like, yeah, this is not new. There is cartoons and white people have been no more savage. They've been more savage than
any race
else
on the planet.
When we talk about Jeffersons, the grandchildren of Jefferson,
Thomas Jefferson,
and Sarah Helmsley, and you get black folks who sit on TV and they go, "I am the fifth
Is it Hemingway?
Sally Hemingsley.
Hemingsley? No, it's Sammy Hemings. It's Sally Hemings.
Sally Hemings or Hemings?
It's Sally Hemings, I think.
I think you're right. I think you might be right. But you have black people who go, my grandfather was
Thomas Jefferson.
Is it Thomas Jefferson? It's Thomas Jefferson, yeah.
It's Thomas Jefferson.
So, but what they're really saying is Sally Hemings was 14 years old. What they should say is Thomas Jefferson raped my grandmother. And the descendants of those children were as of a rape, a savage rape that the founding fathers raped this woman and had multiple children. And not only raped her, but raped her as underage as a 14-year-old. Yeah. And so when we talk about, and the thing is, I understand, because I know black people that haven't read a medical apartheid, haven't read the Plutonium Files, haven't read White Rage, haven't read Ivan Van Sertima. They came. There's endless books that there's a book called Hitler's Black Victims, where that before what they did, what the Nazis did to the Jews, they practiced on the Africans, the black Germans that lived in Germany before the Holocaust. Everything that they did, that Mengele did, cutting people up and doing experiments, they were doing it on black Germans before that. So, but to expect Indians, Cubans, Dominicans to come in and then need to even have a desire to read the history of black people, it's just absurd. People are trying to survive. They're trying to live. They're trying to survive. Yeah. And they want to assimilate because they want the easiest path. And I get it. But you don't know shit about this.
No, you don't know. Yeah. For him to be even talking like he talks.
Respectfully, like, I got no fucking opinion. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
He should get his jaw cracked.
And it's coming from a very arrogant place and not a place of compassion, understanding where we come from. Like, you act like we weren't slaves for 400 years in this in this country first before we got to this point, and we didn't experience the 100 years of Jim Crow laws. You act like we just came out and we're just savages for no reason. Like, that's...
First of all, we're not savages.
We're not savages.
No, I'm not saying that we are. I'm just saying that's what they are.
That's what they are trying to describe us as, when, like, the fact of the matter is, understanding where we come from and where we're at in this country and our contributions to this country. We are the reason that you want to come here. You know why this country's so rich? Because they have free labor for 400 years. Put some respect on our fucking names. Can we get reparations for our work that we put in here? And by reparations, I mean money. I mean, we should not have to pay taxes in this land. I mean, we should have free health care and free education. You cannot charge people for education when education was illegal for so many years. So that's the way. So when you have all these white people trying to erase our history and trying to erase what happened, that's because you don't want to pay us for what we've done.
They have a real problem looking at who their ancestors are in the first place.
White people stop paying, they got to pay the entire fucking
world. Let me tell you something.
The entire fucking world. But, they looted every fucking place in the world.
But here's the thing.
Yes. Yes, they did.
I don't know if you know this, but reparations have already been paid. They paid reparations to the owners of slaves. Each slave, more or less, got $3,000 for every slave they lost. It was part of the deal made after the Civil War, where the people who lost slaves, they had an account of how many slaves they lost, and then reparations were paid. As because black people were property. Yeah. So you lost the property, and then this government that says they can't pay reparations paid reparations to the white slave owners. The absurdness of talking about this can't be done and how would we do this,
it's bullshit.
They just spent $2 billion for war across the world.
The war they're giving money to.
$2 billion,
They're giving money overseas all the time. giving money overseas all the time, yeah. But they'll be damned.
So they lined up to sign the bill. Black
people are the last thing they want to improve. They don't. The government even says it. We do not want the progress of the Negro. Please, we do whatever we can to keep these motherfuckers down.
And that is why this world is in the shape that it's in, because you don't have all hands on deck. It takes everybody's brain power to make sure that this world runs the way it's supposed to run. Yeah, yeah. And the reason why we are in the shape that we're in, the reason why our oceans are fucked up, the reason why our air is messed up, the reason why our forests are fucked up, is because you are oppressing your most prized possessions. Oppressing anybody oppresses everybody.
Natives. Yeah.
The fact that you try to keep information from us, you're keeping information from the world. We need scientists, we need doctors, and you keeping information from us, trying to charge me $1 million just to learn. That is the reason why this planet is where it's at right now. That's why it's on its last leg.
But the point is to maintain power. The point is to maintain white supremacy and white power, and. That is because white people would rather kill us all than have equality.
Yeah,
they would rather us all die than to see equality.
Right.
And that's where we're headed to. We're headed to the end of the fucking earth because they would rather us all die than to see us have any type of
play that Nikki Haley clip where this goofy.
I want to choke this bitch.
Do we got the Nikki Haley one?
Yeah, we got it.
Nikki Haley, man. God damn.
Is he going to say racism is the cause of world,
jackass.
What the fuck? Like, you know,
let's hear this dumb bitch.
Never been a racist country, unquote. Protections for the institution of slavery were written into the U.S. Constitution. The White House was built with slave labor.
When you look at, the Declaration of Independence, it was that, men are created equal with unalienable rights, right? That was what we all knew. But what I look at it as is I was a brown girl that grew up in a small rural town. We had plenty of racism that we had to deal with. But my parents never said we lived in a racist country. And I'm so thankful they didn't. Because for every brown and black child out there, if you tell them they live or were born in a racist country, you're immediately telling them they don't have a chance.
Just to push back a bit, because I wasn't
is that it? Is that
they
it?
They want to push a narrative, so they keep saying, like, you don't want to tell them the truth. It's like people are dumb. We don't want to tell them
the truth will
facts.
Be told, because those white kids will call you the N-word. Don't worry, it's coming to you. In class, they'll be like, you fucking nigger. You're like, whoa, don't worry. That's why she's full of shit.
And I want her to stop referring to her as a brown girl, the brown and black. Like, we are not the same. You, Indian lady, are
but
not.
She's just trying to win.
You're trying to pander.
She's trying to get the, right, you have to pander as a politician. There's pandering. Pandering comes with politics.
And,
that's facts.
Yeah, and the whole thing is,
but she's so dumb.
The whole thing
is—it's just dumb. Do Indians believe her? Do they? Are they agreeing with her? Like saying, "Yeah, there's no such thing as racism."
Most
Indians down with her.
Nobody votes for her. Like, look at how many Indian people are actually behind her.
Indian people are working to survive and to create their own space.
But if you look at it,
they do not care about the desecration. Of black people,
no,
just like
she's not.
Younger generation is different.
She is pandering towards white people with that.
Well,
she
of course,
was,
her name
she
is
Yeti.
Yes.
Her
she
real
wants,
name is Nusmarata, right? Is Nusmarata what?
Namrata.
Namrata what? Numbskull what? What is it?
Namrata Kaur.
Namrata who?
Kaur. Because she's a
coward.
Kaur. K-A-U-R.
She's just like
Namrata Kaur. That is her real name. Namrata Kaur.
The truth is these people that want to erase history and try to act like slavery and stuff didn't exist, their real reasoning behind that, number one, is because knowledge is power. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And they don't want us to understand the systemic racism within every single institution within America. They don't want us to understand it, so they want to stop talking about it. They're like, oh my God, y'all getting so woke. Y'all trying to have us change all these policies that keep us in power.
First of all, they don't even know the history. This country, white people don't even know the history.
They know
when
it.
They, no, they don't know.
They know it. They know it. They know it, and they want to hide it from us because, let me tell you, this is why Johnny Cochran died. Let me tell you, Johnny Cochran didn't die of no brain tumor. Johnny Cochran was calculating reparations.
Well, he was going to take U.S. to court.
Yes,
he never lost a case.
No. Yes, he was calculating reparations because history, our history, we have it's so much money that black people are owed from land that been stolen from us. So if you keep digging up these stories, you're going to be digging up like, oh, this piece of beach land belonged to a black family and it's actually worth $5 million. Stories like that keep coming up and white people are tired of losing shit that they stole.
Now,
they don't. That is the reason why they want to keep history out of from being acknowledged.
The average MAGA person, the average conservative, the average liberal, they don't even know the history.
Yeah, most. That's how they
people are
down.
Going to work every day, and they're going to work. They're taking their kids to work. They're not looking into this.
And even if they learned it in school, they're teaching you bullshit in school.
They're not giving you the story.
They're not teaching you.
Listen, it's two-sided. Number one, they don't want us to know the history because then we'll find out things that have been stolen from us. And number two, they didn't like the fact that, you know what, when all these protests and stuff were happening with Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, you know, a lot of those people were white. And they don't like the fact that their white children are starting to be woke and they're starting to protest and shit too. They don't want you teaching racism at school because it's interfering with the racism that they're teaching at home.
Yeah.
Stop fucking telling them to stop being racist and like niggers, because I told them niggers were bad. But so you keep telling them they're
but
good.
You look at if you look at the but here's the thing, when we were talking about Vivek, you kind of liked Vivek.
Yeah, you like Vivek. Why did you like Vivek?
Because if you look at him, like even he goes to a lot of podcasts and he talks about stuff, but if you look at him, he's not like them.
Yes,
like,
he is.
Like,
he's absolutely like them.
Just because
he talks a better game than them, but he's like them though.
No, not
like
not as blatant as Gerard, bro. Trust me, like because
that's the look. Go,
yeah,
look
show
up.
Vivek.
Vivek and Don
show
Lemon.
Show Vivek ass.
Second.
Oh, that's
amendment.
How Don Lemon got kicked out because Vivek was trying to be an expert.
Yeah, but this man,
he went to Breakfast Club. He went to Breakfast Club.
Tell me about my people.
He went on Breakfast Club and he lied.
He got on Breakfast Club. He's trying to get a black vote. These politicians are sick fucks. So they're going to go to the black. Yeah,
no, this is the thing, bro. This is the thing. At least he's willing to go to places.
At least he's willing. You have
because,
to.
Because here's the thing.
That's his job. It's not like at least he's willing.
I'm not saying.
Anybody can suck it up for votes.
I'm supporting him. I'm saying out of all the
dude, Vivek will be at a black church
in no time. What I said was,
Vivek is worse than any of them.
This is exactly what I said. At least he did not sell out.
He sold out black people, he's pathetic, but as an Indian for me at least
he's going up there saying like this is who I am. This is the poison.
Look, he's trying to get rid of affirmative action.
And I'm a bigot, and I don't give a fuck about black people.
He's trying to get rid of affirmative action.
Here's the thing, bro. Be who you are, and whatever the fuck you are. Okay, I'll question
dude.
Him. But I'll try to get rid of grants, right?
Money grants? Pell grants? Is he trying to get rid of Pell grants?
Pell grants.
And the shit that he came up on.
Diversity.
Like Clarence Thomas is corny ass.
I'm not defending his policies. I don't even know all his policies because
but
I don't watch his shit.
And I'm telling you.
But what
he knows the policies.
He is who he is.
We watch a lot of him.
But here is my thing, bro. Here is my thing. Like Nikki Haley changes her name, tries to be white, describes herself as white, and panders to white people. And that is what Vivek might be doing too, because I'm not.
At least he says it, man.
He's being like, okay, I'm a Hindu, Indian, and this is what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
great,
at least for
good for him.
No, for me, it's like At least that part is being honest.
Right, like, but you know, what you're saying is for you.
For you.
For you as an Indian man. What I'm saying is dangerous, though.
Yeah, defending his politics.
The shit he's saying is dangerous. You have to talk about his politics because that's what he's running for, and he's saying dangerous shit.
He's a Trump. He's literally sitting in the lap of Trump. Like, how the fuck?
Yeah, he's trying to be vice president.
There's nothing I can, like, he's not going to get the vice
president. Show that,
show that. You are defending him. You're saying, he's saying he's an Indian.
You got that?
Not defending him as
you got it.
What he is, but I'm defending him as a person.
Him with Don Lemon.
I have Don Lemon. Whatever was sent to me, I have
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. Don Lemon. When before he got fired off of CNN.
Like, you would never see Nikki Haley at Breakfast Club. Like, she
that's not true.
She did go to Breakfast Club.
See?
But listen, I want y'all to stop.
You have to go to your demographics to get the votes.
Stop putting Breakfast Club as the standard for black media. Those guys are not informed enough. Exactly. Those politicians go on there and they talk circles around them because they don't understand history and policies. So you can't have Jess Hilarious talking to no politicians.
She's not on there anymore.
Do this.
She is.
No, she's not. She's done.
They kicked her off.
Because she came out too quick with it or some shit.
No, she's on The Breakfast Club.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She just announced that she was pregnant on The Breakfast Club. She's on it. They announced that she is the third chair. She's on there.
She just said she,
no,
she wasn't.
No, she's on there. She's
you saw
on
her, you're, you are
I'm
this week?
Positive. This week? Yeah, yes.
Oh shit! She
had her first day like last week sometime, and she announced that she was pregnant like yesterday on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yes, she's on. But this is what I'm saying: you can't get your news from Jess Hilarious. Yeah. I need you to talk to some informed, educated politicians. I need you to talk to Angela Ray. I need you
But sometimes they want it to be easy. They want to run circles, and so
you get
votes.
Fuck that.
It's politics. You got to be. You got
to. No, I want y'all to go to real black media shows.
Go, Don Lemon.
Okay.
Talk about black Americans. That war was not fought for black people to have guns. That's not.
That war was fought for black people to have freedoms in this country. Yeah. Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
Okay.
And the sad
but that
part
wasn't
about
fought
it.
For black people to have guns. I think.
Actually, you don't know. Funny fact is, black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we learned.
Black people still aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. I think you're doing a disservice to our country by failing to recognize the fact that we have equality before the law.
When you are in black skin and you live in this country, then you can disagree with me, but we're not.
So he basically said you can't have an opinion on this because you're not black. Just
that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yes. You can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the first thing.
Keep your motherfucking
mouth Second
shut.
Amendment, yeah. The Second Amendment was put into place. The right to bear arms was put into place so that white people could bear arms to put down slave revolts. That was the purpose of the Second Amendment. It wasn't to give black people
guns.
So that they could fight for their rights.
Hell no.
Until they're secured for black people couldn't enjoy their freedoms. That's what he said. So you're assuming that they're secured for black people.
What?
What? Say again?
Like Second Amendment rights.
It wasn't for black folks.
Wait.
No, his words are, until Second Amendment rights are secured for black people couldn't enjoy the freedoms. That was his sentence.
Yeah.
He's not saying Second Amendment directly gave it to black people. He's saying, until black people are able to enjoy the Second Amendment right, they couldn't get the freedom.
No, there was already a Second Amendment.
No, Second Amendment is there, but it was all for white people, like you said.
Yeah.
But he's saying, eventually, it came to black people as well. Until that happened,
it did not. He's wrong.
He's wrong.
The Second Amendment was put it right to bear arms was so that white people could put down slave rebellions.
Yeah.
The only way that the black people got the Second Amendment was through the 14th Amendment, which is the equal protection under the law.
Yeah.
That if it's good for white people, ultimately what they did was they still found a way to keep black people from getting guns.
Yeah.
So when you had the Black Panthers that ran up in the courthouse, which was legal for them to have shotguns during Ronald Reagan, when Ronald Reagan was government, they changed the law that you could no longer bear arms. That's why California doesn't have the right to bear arms.
This guy is a very smart guy. Like, whatever he's saying, he's playing to white people, but the way he phrases it, He's fucking smart. He's not. He
He's not smart. He's smart if you don't know better.
He phrased it, bro. Did you notice how he phrased
it? He did not.
No, Don Lemon was checking him.
I know he was. But Don Lemon was. I agree with that.
Play the clip again. You're not hearing what he's saying.
Play it again.
The way he answered it.
Play it again.
He's a liar.
Don's laughing at him.
And this is the guy who you say like you like him because
he can manipulate his answers.
Play it again. Play it again. Play it again.
Hold on. Talk about Black Americans. That war was not fought for Black people to have guns. That's not.
That war was fought for Black people to have freedoms in this country. Yeah. Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
That wasn't fought for Black people to have guns. I think.
Actually, you don't know, funny fact is Black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we
learned. Not secure, exactly, ever.
But he's implying that they are secure.
But you fucking don't know what you're talking about. You playing word salad. You're just throwing shit out there. You're trying to mind fuck me. Yeah, but you enjoying the mind fuck. What are you doing?
Like, no, bro.
Get his dick out your ear.
You're trying to find some redeeming qualities in this guy.
He's able to go to Black Breakfast Club and all these parties.
That's what
politics. He's trying to
Joe Biden will be in an all-Black church.
Just because
that's what politicians do when they are running for office.
He's a really good fucking politician.
Man, you will go to the ghetto and kiss a lot of babies.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar. That's what politicians do.
He will say the things that will... He will cover himself, but he will imply things.
But he's lying. The implication is that Black people didn't have their rights until they received the Second Amendment. There wasn't a Second Amendment for Black people. Last episode, when I talked about him,
what I said was, I respect him because he's playing the white people's game better than they're playing. White people are like going to his thing, wanting to disagree with him, coming out, supporting him. That is what
they're
is
not,
fucked up. That
here's what they're saying. Smart. Here's what they're not supporting him.
Like that
what
doesn't mean say, I'm defending out. Saying, I support him, but I'm just what, saying.
Yes, they're supporting him because he's a great snake.
Yeah. He's a great snake in the glass.
Because he's following along in that. What they're trying to do, which is erase history.
Yeah,
that, I don't know him. Why. Well, I know why. Why they're so steadfast on changing what happened in this country and why the Civil War happened. You just make shit up, and then because I can throw it together great in a sentence, then you respect that. I don't respect that from you, Vishnu.
No, this is the thing, like. I'm not supporting his stance. I'm not supporting him as a person.
What is the redeeming quality you're trying to enlighten us on?
What I'm trying to say
is... He's a great liar.
He's playing the white people's game
better than white people. And I'm like, how the fuck? They ain't falling for that bullshit. Here's why he's not.
Bro. Mike, play the racist bastard.
White folks look at him and because go, shut your brown ass up.
They're like, you want to suck my dick?
What's the guy?
And then you're a brown dude.
Bro, who's the president of Republican Party? He's a Black guy. What's his name?
Who?
There's like, you know,
you're talking about Tim Scott?
There was a guy.
Tim Scott is the Bojangles of fucking. No disrespect to Bojangles, but he's the Bojangles of fucking.
There are people that would like. I'm saying I'm not. These are the people. This is how British people rule us. But the way they do it is, they will go to the other side. If Vivek is in, like, say he's a Democrat and he's liberal,
but that's politics.
He would go nowhere.
Politics,
but
man.
That's what I'm saying.
You go to sides. You're fair weather.
That doesn't mean I support him, bro. I'm just saying.
No, but you're trying to say he making sense out of this Second Amendment shit, and we're trying to tell you we never had the rights ever.
He's a politician. He will always have a way out. The way he said. The way you read it,
he made no
is
sense.
Exactly, like you can read it however you want.
But the reason it is the way it is. Civil War happened. If you're saying
he's a great liar, okay. He's smart and he's a great liar, but
that's
he's a dirtbag.
That's all I'm saying.
And so if you say your only concern was. He's Hindu and he's going on record.
My concern is he's holding on to who he is and he's playing the game because
he's not holding on who he is. Because here's the thing, he's lying.
If you go to down south, look at very missionary Christians, they are like only Christian people, the only Christian people resonate to them. They don't listen to the first time he's like a different religion, they don't even want to listen to him. Let me finish, bro. They come to his things and they look at him. He's not a Christian. They don't even want to listen to him. But somehow he's able to get into their houses and still like say, I'm a Hindu, but listen to me. And I don't know how the fuck he's doing it, and that is what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
because he's pandering to them. He's telling them what they want to hear.
I agree.
He's lying to them.
Like,
about
the way he answered it, that is not an answer. That is a fucking, like, he fucking answered it, and you can read it however you want.
No, you can't.
And I gave you...
You can't read it the way you read it, and the way I was trying to say,
like, he's... Like, you know, because he's giving himself a vent out. Every time you
he's
catch him and something,
no.
he will vent out.
No.
What he's doing is he's lying.
And he's playing that game. That is, I'm not supporting the guy. I'm just impressed with the way he's playing
the game. But the way he said it, he can only say that to somebody who doesn't know the history.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody who's uneducated.
And a lot of American people don't know the fucking history.
And you can always lie to somebody.
That is the
thing.
Don
Lemon checked his ass.
And the way he said it is like, you got no wife.
Don was like,
and it makes sense.
Because the nerve of people to come here.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on. Here we go.
Danger as a country. And listen to me, Generation Z. Listen to me, millennials. Those of you that are watching, that you like this new young guy. If he does not serve the Lord Jesus Christ and stand primarily for Judeo-Christian principles, you will have a fight with God. What are we doing? Even entertaining the fact you're going to have some dude put his hand on something other than the Bible? You're going to let him put all of his strange gods up in the White House and we're just supposed to blink because he understands policies?
Exactly.
So America is smarter than that, because it won't matter what the prophets prophesy if we now take on a fight with God over his jealousy. Dangerous. And no, they would not make a great vice president.
See? Okay. Oh, shit. They don't want him in office at all.
Exactly, you're saying...
Put all his gods all over the White House.
That he's saying...
That shit was funny.
You're saying he's so savvy.
It's funny to see white racism at somebody
else.
Well,
racist whites are... racist white people are funny as fuck, though.
Oh, yeah.
They funny as shit.
What, yeah. And it's not just that he's Hindu. It's because he's brown.
Right, period.
It's because he's
period.
Brown.
You know, he said it.
No. Yes, Hindu,
he said,
Hindu is
he don't want no sand, nigga. You know he was like this. You want all notice? His gods. He says, I don't want this brown motherfucker
and did you notice,
nowhere.
Bro, did
goddamn
you
camel jackies.
He didn't say Christian. He said Judeo-Christian because Jews will kick his fucking ass if he doesn't say Jews.
But listen. He said, they want all them damn gods.
Because so
he would have been like, if it was a black dude, are you going to hear rap music all going through the damn White House?
It's not about Judeo-Christian. It's about his color.
That's
so
it.
When you said, look at how he talks, how detailed he is, and how he leaves a way out. White people don't give a fuck.
But I didn't even think he could get that far. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm
saying. He didn't.
Bro,
they
I don't
kicked him to the curb.
Bro, this guy, he became, like, I don't know how the fuck he became a talk of the town. Like, I
well,
never saw that happen.
Well, Doug, he never
when
even
he ran,
can,
when he
never
ran,
even,
he was.
Is he out of the
never,
race?
He's been out of the race.
Yeah.
He's done for
he's
everything.
He was out of the race.
Is Cornel West still in?
What?
Yeah, but.
He's done. Cornel West is done too, right? Is Cornel West still in?
Except Nikki and Trump, there's nobody
else. Cornel West is still in?
Yeah.
Oh, he's okay.
Listen, brother, you got to understand that, no. I know because the black people in the community, we got to find love. But you don't know what you're talking about. 1965, brother. What are you talking about?
Was that all right?
That was good.
No, brother. See, no, brother. It's a love thing, brother. Okay. No, that's 19. That's the civil rights. That's what we had to do, all people, brother.
Let me tell you something. You cannot outsmart white people's racism.
No, hell no.
They're like, yeah, no. You said that. You said this. You said black people.
White people
and
are.
You brown, get the fuck out of here.
White people are the Rubik's Cube of fucking. You gotta be like, oh, David, they're like, you can't figure it out. Give it to me. I got it. There it is.
This is what they do. You brown, we ain't voting for you. I don't care about your Rubik's Cube, your flowery words.
White people are the cheaters in Uno. Skip, reverse. I win. You're never going to beat me because I'm the one dealing the cards.
So what I'm saying is what you're saying is he's so smart. He's so, look at how he keep. No, they don't give a fuck. You're brown.
And he's out of
get
this.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he's
so it don't
out
matter
of
how
this.
Smart you are. Doesn't matter how fucking.
Is Nikki Haley in still?
She's still
yeah,
in.
She's
that
in.
Bitch is still
she's
in.
She's white.
She's still in.
She white.
No. She's so it's Nikki Haley. Who else?
It's Nikki Haley and fucking Trump. That's it.
That's it?
DeSantis is gone.
Nikki Haley, that's a white
people. DeSantis was a clown.
So Tim Scott dropped first.
Okay.
But Tim Scott was just campaigning for vice president.
Okay.
Nikki Haley, then Vivek dropped second after Tim Scott. They was both at Trump's rally.
I thought that Vivek was going to beat Nikki Haley, but go ahead.
Because Nikki has the rhino Republicans. The Republicans who we want to hold niggas down, but we don't want to destroy the country.
Trump is going to stomp her though. Yeah. It's a wrap.
Well, yeah, he's losing his mind because she won't concede.
Oh.
Oh, so, he got nerve.
I hope Nikki.
You got nerve.
I hope Nikki. I hope Trump goes. Nikki's not her real name. It's
He's already doing it. He's already doing it.
It's Nicaragua.
It's like Finding Nemo. She's embarrassed to be Indian. That's bad. Her name is her name is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Her name is
already doing it.
Is it really?
He's calling her Nimrata.
Her name is Nimrata. She's very embarrassed about being Indian. If I were Indian, I'd be proud of my name. Nikki Haley is not a real name. It is Nimrata Nemo.
Hey, Mike, can you get Trump calling Nikki Haley Nimrata? He's already doing it.
Is he doing it?
He
has to be getting her.
He's already
doing
it. Ready? Nimrata.
I said that Trump go win this bitch. He came out of nowhere. 8,000 felonies. That motherfucker's still chilling. He's like this, 90 felonies. African-American respect right now. Mass incarceration.
And he's thinking about, I don't know if he's going to do it, but if he endorses Tim Scott, they'll go with it. Because Tim Scott,
it'll make
Trump
him look
is,
good.
Trump is has control of white folks' mind.
And he really wants to beat out Obama just in that way,
This is what they don't understand.
I call him Great Scott.
You know what black people think of fucking Tim Scott.
He is a fucking... Yo, and by the way, on our live video, and Mike, how many views do we have on that one video we did about Terry Crews? It is big time. It's still going. Wait, I can't hear you. No, I don't know. I think something's not connected or something. Man, you guys are. That shit ain't. Nope. That shit ain't working, bro. We ain't got.
Ever since he was talking through the mic and we bled through, he ripped the cord out.
Nothing's working. Oh,
check,
there we go.
There you go.
Hey.
It made it to World Star Hip Hop.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And I think it's
Jesus Christ
across Instagram and YouTube. It's gotten enough views that Terry Crews has watched it. I promise you, Terry Crews has watched it.
Yo.
You are within enough degrees that of 3 million views, one of them is someone who knows Terry Crews.
But I want to say, I think I'm gonna personally do this. I know Terry through TK when he was unemployed.
Yeah.
We went a little hard on him. I think we went a little hard on Terry Crews.
You know what it was? The crowd started laughing.
We went into it. And when Ty Jones went, because he smiles a lot, I went into the Louis Armstrong thing. And that was like,
that
was me being a comedian.
It was funny.
But it was a little harsh on the guy.
It was one verse of scatting too long.
Yeah. And I hope you cut this up for it, because I was like, I'm going to personally say this to Terry Crews. Yo, I want to apologize. We were a little harsh on you. That wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? And I want to apologize for people who think I was disrespecting Louis Armstrong. I would never do that. But that was just a go-to thing because people thought that that's was where cooning. The joke was. That's where the joke was, and that's what was always a you use as a joke was or tap dancing.
He's gonna call you,
which I respect. Which I respect tap dancing like a motherfucker from the you know the Nicholas Brothers Maurice Sandman. Hines and Sandman. But tap dancing is a thing you would you would use as a way of. Yeah. But kowtowing to white folks. Yeah. But I'm not, and I'm going to say honest. This. Hold on. I'm going to say this. I'm not disrespecting the legends and the and people that came before us to actually have us be here that sacrificed themselves that were twice as talented, three times as talented as we were. So no disrespect to Satchmo Armstrong at all. Okay. Or, you know, Bojangles or any of that shit. We just use them as a reference, but it's no disrespect.
Because it was tap dancing for white
people. So that's why I want to give my apologies to Terry Crews. We were a little hard on you. But I'm going to say, when Terry Crews is sometimes dancing, like, ooh, how does he just do that?
It's also that a lot of times Terry Crews, honestly, in my opinion,
yes,
and this is something I'm not going to apologize for,
yes,
has come on the wrong side of the story, and I understand that Terry Crews has a family to feed.
I get
and he's
that,
in
yeah,
corporate,
yes,
and this is and yes. so there's, but this is how they perceive him, and he's made a decision to do that, and so what's interesting is how white people see him. And put him in these positions.
Yeah.
Because he's a big black dude, away they put him in a bumblebee suit. They do this. They always want him dancing and smiling and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's a strong black man and they want to see him. They want to clown him.
Yeah.
So that they get, so that they, this is a way, because if they don't clown him, he is a big, scary motherfucker to white
folks. And people, and Terry is a good actor. Everybody hates Chris. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's fantastic on the Expendables.
Yeah.
He's a dope dude. And it's like, my thing is, I want to make sure Extreme that you,
really
that
good
you and people were saying, wait, hold on. You guys were saying, hey, you guys are hating. I wasn't hating on his success. The fuck you mean? It's so amazing how people go, oh, this is a bunch of motherfuckers that ain't working. No, we're all working. We were just calling some shit out when because we feel embarrassed for him because I go, why are they making this guy? I'm not Terry. First of all, Terry is a dancer. He does funny shit and it's hilarious, you know. But sometimes I go, oh man, I look at them looking at him going, ooh. So yeah. I'm not hating on Terry. I'm good for his success. I'm just saying I'm looking at it from my perspective. And I'm going to say I was a little harsh on that, but there's some things where I go, ooh, that can was
you,
a little much.
Can you put up the bumblebee?
Yeah. Okay.
This is after Godfrey's apology.
But it was a little much. It was much. I went out. I went too far.
It was one
I was not this month. That was too much. That was fucked up. It was fucked up.
Here, I have this here if you want to check
it out. Yeah, play that. My wings are buzzing. Let's get this day going.
Aren't you?
Kevin, can we have a man-to-man be talk? You got a big day today. Missing the bus, math pop quiz, awkwardly asking Lisa out.
What?
So let's get her going with Big Honey Crunch. You hear that? That's Kevin crunching the day. Yeah, so go ahead, finish
I'd
your
rather
apology.
I would rather have the old school honeycomb big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. Honeycomb got a big, big bite. Big, big. I'd rather that. What did you think about that commercial?
It's Coonan.
You think it's Coonan?
Oh yeah, it's Coonan.
Why is it?
White people want to see this big, strong black man. Like when you look at his stuff with Everybody Loves Chris,
which, let's
be honest, was a black Chris Rock was dead. He didn't have to clown himself.
No, he was great.
And so what they do over and over and again is the white industry takes somebody like him, emasculates him, and coons him and makes him look like a clown because this is what they see him and they won't take him as a serious actor, which. And Everybody Loves Chris as the dad and Everybody Loves Chris was pretty fucking amazing.
Awesome.
But
he was good in that and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
But and Brooklyn Nine, it was great in that too. But also, sometimes you should go, yeah, I'm not taking that part.
Yeah,
but I think he's getting so much money for it. I think he gets what he is. You know what I mean? I think he would.
You got to understand something.
I don't think he doesn't know that he's a big muscular dude. That they
what?
Silly
no, costumes, yes, you know?
Here's
he does.
The thing.
That's what I'm saying. He understands what he is. Yeah.
I got called for in for Dos Equis, right? They wanted me to play a witch doctor, right? I'm not putting a bone in my nose and playing a witch doctor. I'm just not doing it.
Right.
So if that's what you want me to do, I was like, look, this. I just told the lady, look, I'm now all the black dudes was in there and they was going, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
They was going ooga booga.
And I was like, ooga booga. I was like, yeah. I told when they called my name, I was like, yeah, I can't do this. No, okay, that's fine. And then the three dudes was arguing about this is some bullshit. All them niggas was like ooga booga. What? They was practicing. So I get it.
People. I ain't be got no weapons.
But I ain't got no weapons. You know what I'm saying? This is what they'll do to you.
Yeah.
This is what they'll do to you. And thank God there's a situation where we have new media where you don't have to clown yourself to make money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's making a ton, but
his celebrity net worth is $25 million.
And that's great, but I for myself.
So if he'd have dropped the honeycomb commercial, would it really?
Right, but I feel for him.
More wealth is
But I feel for him because sometimes I go, oh, why'd they make him do? I'm going, why'd they make him do that? You know, but hey, like I said, I meant that. We went too hard on him. I thought we did. I looked at myself. I said, that was fucked up.
I didn't go hard on him.
So
you did.
I went hard on you, and I want to apologize.
Good old-fashioned ribbing.
We gave him a ribbing. But I just want to – listen, I want to hold myself accountable when I'm being foul. So I'm going to do that.
I don't think you were being foul either. Yeah. I mean, I think
you did it in front of a comedy audience at a comedy show.
Yeah, but I know the guy too.
Like a real thing,
I know the guy.
Very silly.
And Terry's always been cool as fuck. And that's just kind of. I know him.
I think that's honorable of you to apologize if you felt like crossed the boundaries. I mean, we're comedians. We say anything that comes.
Yeah, and sometimes.
And sometimes we can.
As progress of our folks, we have to be able to do that sometimes. The pride has to get out the way and go, yo, they'll be like, oh, you mad because you won't beat you. I was like, it wasn't that. I looked and said, God damn, that was a lot. I really,
but we're in a situation where I think the whole thing with Kat and Monique and
holding
all
ourselves
that
accountable,
is you got
to
hold people accountable.
You have to.
So
I hold myself accountable,
and
man.
We also gotta not hold each other accountable and worry about the white gays. So now Judge Mathis, he was like, y'all comedians need to stop going at each other. Y'all are looking like clowns and this and that. Now you said something.
Oh, all he talk. He go calling black people crackheads every fucking episode. No, because that's you a crackhead. No, the court is now adjourned.
Right.
No, because you was smoking crack. Right. So, stop.
You ever smoked crack?
And you got a white bailiff going, yeah, you did smoke crack.
And he goes, you never smoked crack. And she goes, once. And you go,
like I said, a crackhead.
So, but here's the thing. What he, in essence, is saying,
yes,
we're making each other look like clowns. What is he really saying? He said, you're looking like clowns in front of black people? Oh. No, you're looking like clowns in front of the white gays.
Right.
Fuck the white gays.
Right.
Whether or not you, Kat tells the truth, or Monique tells the truth, or they're on Club Shay Shay smashing each other. White people, people who have a negative attitude towards black people have that negative attitude. If there was never a podcast called Club Shay Shay, if there was never a comic called Kat Williams, if none of this stuff would have come out, you think there would have been less racism or more race? You think Ron DeSantis wouldn't have banned books, Beloved, and all these books, and all the books that they banned in the black history, you think that they wouldn't have passed? None of that had to do with the fact that black people were airing their laundry on on YouTube. What we have to stop doing is stop looking at the white gaze and trying to live up to the white gaze and go, yo, I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers think. Yep. We're holding Oprah, Tyler Perry, and these motherfuckers accountable because they're treating black people like negatively shit. And we're calling it out. And we don't give a fuck if whoever hears it or airs it out. Doesn't matter. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And if we stop looking at how's it going to look to white people, then that's what we need to stop doing. We don't give a fuck what you think.
Exactly.
This is our community. And if Terry Crews puts a bumblebee suit on, I'm going to go, that's one that you should probably turn down. And that's what I think.
Yeah.
You want to get mad at me because you shouldn't turn that down? If you're cooning or you're taking everything and it doesn't matter because... People, little black kids see him and he's a role model. And the fact that he's willing to just do anything, what does that say?
Yeah.
Bro, you said is not just for black people. Mm-hmm. I think it's for every immigrant people, like Indian people.
We don't give a fuck about those.
No, because you talk about melting pot.
I don't give a fuck, man.
A melting pot is like where you are still who you are.
So if you came in on a flying carpet, if you came in on a flying carpet, honeycomb, what are you eating?
But you see what I'm saying.
You would take that shit. That motherfucker would take that shit.
What you said goes to every fucking
demand. No, but you're also saying, what you're saying is, you like that Vivek is true to his Indian heritage, whether or not he shits on black people.
All right. You know, you're right. I want to get with this last thing. We gotta shut this down.
Different thing.
Don't you start explaining again. Holy fuck.
But
yo, can we show this last thing we're gonna show before you wrap this shit up? Because this is great. Is David Lucas. I want to show David Lucas, who's part of the Tony Hinchcliffe crew in Austin. Really good at fucking roasting.
He was a regular
roasting.
Kill Tony. He's in the Kill Tony Hall of Fame.
He is a scary roast, dude.
He can roast the shit out of people. He's fantastic.
He would go on weekly for, I think, 3 years or whatever, and every week have a dozen new jokes,
dude,
to call Tony Hinchcliffe gay.
He's really gifted at that roast shit.
30 ways to call
Tony. Literally, like, poetic almost after 2 years.
I would not want to be in a roast with that motherfucker. Ooh, shit.
He's scared a lot of motherfuckers. I've watched motherfuckers sit at what do you call it? Tony Hinchcliffe's. What's his podcast called?
It's called Kill Tony.
Kill Tony.
Which is it's the biggest. They're selling arenas doing an open mic, essentially.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not arenas, stadiums.
And I've watched
They're doing Madison Square Garden this summer.
I've watched him with Dave Attell. I've watched him with Killers. Yeah. And he roasts.
Literally, Michael Bisping, he destroyed. And then Bisping was like, oh, we'll talk after. We'll talk. Like
ready
get
to fight
mad
him.
At him. Like, yeah. Middleweight UFC champion Michael Bisping was ready to knock him out because he kept calling him cross-eyed.
Yo, let's go. Let's watch. So this happened to him.
Do you know where it was? I don't know.
I don't know which
Funny Bone.
Can't tell which one it is.
Yeah, but apparently people were going at him in the audience, so this was his response.
Is it Hartford?
To them.
I don't know. Go ahead.
No. You wanted to show them the reason George Floyd got his neck nailed on. Don't ooh at that joke. It's just a joke, man. I would have never kneeled on George Floyd's neck. I would have shot that nigga. That was making us look. It's called comedy, nigga. How many more black fans I got to hit that might leave? Oh, good shit, man. I got. Because, nigga, I was just warming up with that George Floyd shit. You ready to go? All right, baby. Okay.
Took it too far.
All right, you offended too, baby, with the braids? All right. You offended too? God damn, man.
Fuck.
Y'all good? Or y'all about to...
Oh, this is like Richmond. No, that's not Richmond.
I like Kyle Rittenhouse too. You too, bro? God damn, bro. I bet you fuck with me a little bit, right? Say that again. Man, one more guy. Damn, man. That nigga don't even want to go, but his ride leaving. He don't even want to go. He like, man, I don't like George Floyd either, man. That nigga had fitting up. God damn, you got a stupid loan for a joke. George Floyd would have robbed you too, bitch.
Oh, fuck, man. So, he's a funny dude, man. It was the George Floyd thing is rough, man. It's a rough one, man.
It's
a rough
touchy
one.
Thing for black folks.
It's touchy as and fuck, but that should be.
And it's a touchy thing for the as it should be. It's a touchy thing across the board because of the fact that we watched a guy get murdered for 9 minutes, and you really saw the lack of humanity of police officers in a real way. But I have to say, first of all,
yo, he's funny
poking,
as shit.
He's clearly poking the bear.
He was fucking with
he's
them. Yeah,
pushing them further and further and further. And I totally see how somebody could go, all right, this is too much. I'm leaving.
Yeah, he was like, you still fuck with me though, right? Listen, he's a funny dude. He's really that dude. He pushes the envelope. He goes in. Yeah. But I like that people left. I like that because for that particular thing, we should stand up for our shit.
And I also
we
shouldn't like take that he stuck like, his guns and kept doing what
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, it's like I'm on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like because if you say something about Jewish people, they're going to get up and leave. You say something about it, they'll get up and leave. You got to stand up for your culture. Yeah. That was called protecting
culture.
Your culture. Even if you're like, oh, he was funny, but I'm not trying to hear that shit. Yeah, I like that. Need to see that, though. We need to see that. We need to shut shit down. But he's still funny as fuck, though. Yeah. He's a funny motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
As a comic, I'm looking at it for comedy. Like, yo, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, just the what was hilarious is when people were leaving and he's going, and he's still you still going. Fuck with me, though, right? Oh, why you leave, man? That's his ride. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But the Floyd thing is serious. It was a serious thing. And I like that black people are sensitive because we let so much shit go. I hope it happens to me. If
I'm a risk taker too, and my thing is, if you're gonna touch on a subject like that, it gotta be hilarious. That's the only rule in comedy. There, no subject is off limits, but it gotta be hilarious. That wasn't funny.
No. Creative. It was the leaving. But see, we caught it. We didn't catch the lead up to why he said that. That's the thing.
I watched his sets, right?
Uh-huh.
That's all he does is push the boundaries.
Yeah.
White, black, you know, it's not fuck. Any, I mean, I, you
and then
know.
You're doing it in front of a white audience. It just wasn't.
No, I think, it was a heavy black audience.
Yeah, it was mixed.
Heavy.
It was mixed. It was mixed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bunch of white people in front.
Yeah, well, you say nigga in front of white people?
So?
What do you mean? Same shit.
What about if hoes got offended?
Where the hoes at?
Where
the hoes at?
Offended hoes.
I'm just saying, it's kind of the same shit. It's in the same category. Now, I'm sorry. What if, let's just say all of you guys that use nigga in front of white people, let's say that black people got up and left. They were like, we don't want to hear that. We don't like that. What if they all started leaving? What would you do? If they start, we don't want to, why do you keep using that word? What if, I'm saying, theoretically, what if they were like, hypothetically,
would you double down or would you apologize?
What would you do?
You would absolutely double down.
I would double down.
Exactly.
You would double down?
I would double
But
down.
I would dig the fact that they were like, we're tired of that. Mm-hmm. That would be a nice stand.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be like, well, wow, we're starting to protect our culture.
Yeah.
I would be like, I get you as a comic, doubling down, get it.
But I also get them leaving.
The fact that they're leaving. There's black people that are going, we're tired of that. You understand?
So in a sense, I don't want to be a hypocrite about the fact that...
Where the hoes?
Because I would never do that about George Floyd, but I...
Not me.
But sexually, I've gone in...
But I've gone in on shit. I go on race. I go far.
Like, oh, yo.
I go in where some cats won't go. He went in on that. So I know somebody...
I go where some cats won't go.
I love Muhammad Ali, where I'm not going to make fun of him because... Don D.C. Curry did a fucking joke about Ali and the Olympics. It's one of the funniest. He goes like that. He's like, man, shit, that goddamn Ali. That motherfucker gonna burn the whole goddamn city. Don't grab that goddamn. I was dying. But I love Ali. I'm gonna go, fuck you. No, I love Ali. But that shit was hysterical. He goes like this. Yeah, you see them goddamn Olympics? Man, I thought that nigga was gonna burn the whole motherfucking cities. Motherfucker shaking. Get that goddamn torch from that nigga right now. It was hysterical. It's everybody has their thing. And as a comedian,
If you say you would double down, it's don't be a hypocrite. I mean, that's what he went there.
He went there.
And he doubled down.
And so he wanted to push it.
I ain't mad at what happened. I'm just saying, to me, it wasn't.
No, but that's all right. See, that's okay. It's all right. Because it's like, that was George. You don't make fun of George Floyd.
I mean,
but that's a norm. That's okay to be that way. It's all right to be that way. It's all right to be that way. I'm not going to do no George Floyd shit. Uh-huh. I'm like, that shit is too fucked up for me to do it. And not even too soon. It's just I just have a boundary for that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yes.
And it's like, I push white folks all the time when I'm on stage. I'm not shitting on my people about nothing.
Everybody has their thing.
They get shitted on all the time.
All right. This was it. Thank you guys. God damn it. This was a fucking long one. But we did it. We got through it. Where the hoes at? Yo,
goddamn joke.
Yeah, we'll talk about that other one you fucking do later. Oh, it's wait till you tell you about this one that she does. Wait, where can they find
you? See my new set.
DanteNero.com. Love Dante Nero. Everything Dante Nero. Google me, bitch. You know what it is. Follow me on everything.
Where can they find you, Mimi?
I am Mimi Simpson on Instagram. I'll be at Virginia Beach Funny Bone this weekend, the 16th and the 17th. I'll be at Warner Theater in DC on the 23rd. I'll be in Chicago at the Improv on March 1st and the 3rd.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm Vishnuvaka Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And my website, vishnuvaka.com.
And you can find him on Vivek. All the V's, Vishnu Vaka Vivek. Is that it?
Vaka.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, guys, make sure you guys are subscribing to this whole thing. Make sure you go to Godfrey Podcast YouTube. Press that subscribe button. Press that notification bell. Make sure you press the notification bell so when I'm on live, we're doing new things, we will be notified, okay? We will be notified. It's very important that you do that. And remember, go to my GoFundMe, Godfrey's special. GoFundMe. I am raising money. I plan on making $200,000 by the end of December to fund my own special because it takes money. You got to have a director. You got to have cameras. You got to have a crew. It takes money. It's not, I'm just asking for $200,000 because I'm asking for it. It's real money spent. Well, I want to do a wonderful fucking special. And yeah, I'm raising money for that. So donations go to GoFundMe. All your help will be very appreciated. Out of my 444,000 subscribers, let's go, guys. Let's go. Go to GodfreyLive.com and you can find where I'm going to be. I will be all over the damn country. February 15th to the 17th to the 18th is San Antonio, Texas, LOL. LOL San Antonio, February 22nd to the 24th, Levity Live. West Nyack, Levity Live, February 22nd to the 24th. March 1st to the 3rd, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. March 1st to the 3rd, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. March 1st to the 3rd, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. And yeah, what else? And leave your email. Please leave your emails on at GodfreyLive.com email list. I'm building up my database. GodfreyLive.com. Leave your email on the email list. Very important. I think I said everything. That's beautiful. All right, guys. This has been amazing. Yo, we out this bitch. Yo, thanks a lot. Ugh. We out this bitch. Yeah. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.